everyone, and welcome to tonight's Town Council Planning Committee meeting here at Exmouth Town Hall on Monday, the 5th of August at 6 p.m. Apologies for absence that we've received from Councillor Joe Willoughby. Anybody else? So now move to the public speaking section of tonight's meeting. We do have three applications that members wish to speak on. And the three applications are 19, the 14424 21 Cullen Road, 19, the 0816 Reserve Matters, 9 Seafield Avenue, and 19, the 1447, which is 1 the Broadway. Can I have members' agreement that we take those three applications first on tonight's agenda, please? Thank you. And now we go into the public speaking section of tonight's meeting. And as we are aware, representations will be taken ahead of each discussion by councillors on each application. Members of the public have already made themselves known to the clerk and to myself, so I do have the names of those speaking this evening. Representations may be up to 3 minutes, and I do have already whether you will be objecting or speaking in support of the applications. I would ask you to endeavour to avoid repeating yourself so that we do manage to have all the points in the time that you have allocated, which is always best, so that we make sure that everything is put to the members of the committee before they discuss the application. So I'll move on with the first application, which is 19 of the 1442 Full 21 Cullen Road, demolition of dwelling and construction of two new dwellings and the formation of new vehicular access onto Cullen Road. I firstly ask Councillor Megan Armstrong to address the committee, please.
Thank you, Chair. Before I start, I think some photographs were sent. Are you able to put them up at all? I'll refer to them in a minute. Yeah, thank you. I'm objecting to this application for two main reasons. I'm the ward councillor, first of all, for Holston. Firstly, the proposed double driveway and the access statement regarding traffic impact and highway safety, which is seriously misleading. Most members will be aware of the recent 200 plus signature petition by Cullen Road residents objecting to the increase in speed in traffic. The inaccurate assumption in the report is that this is a normal 30 mile an hour road, but evidence shows that this is not adhered to by speeding motorists and motorcyclists. There is no clear statement in the application that this proposed access will be the first one after the sharp blind bend at the bottom of Cullen Road. These conditions would make it extremely hazardous to enter and exit both driveways safely, whether reversing in or out, especially with no on-site turning facilities. The report confirms that the visibility squares are below the recommended standard, but assumes that traffic speeds will be lower than 30 miles an hour, having just negotiated a sharp bend. In fact, the reverse is true, and traffic tends to speed up immediately after the bend. This would be a collision waiting to happen. The prediction of one vehicle movement during peak hours is unrealistic, considering that up to 6 cars could be parked in total at both properties. Regarding sustainability, it is inaccessible for walkers, as there is no pavement next to the properties. Secondly, the arboricultural and ecological reports are similarly misleading. The arboricultural site visit was on the 27th of November 2018, but there is no mention of the 12 or more mature trees. In the top left photo there, you'll see what it was like before. It's not very big, I know, but you may be able to make it up a bit. It was full of trees. There's no mention of the 12 or more mature trees which were present at that time, but which were all felled on the 3rd of May 2019, just 2 months before the application was submitted. The ecology site visit was on the 5th of November 18, and neither does it mention any trees being present. This cleared part of the garden is now the site for the proposed second dwelling. These trees may well have provided vital habitats for wildlife, including birds, especially in the nesting season, and bats. As these trees were removed prior to the application, both reports appear to have provided inaccurate and misleading information. And just, can I just quickly about the amphibians? It does say in the ecology report there are no amphibians, but there are amphibians, large frogs, in the next door neighbour's garden, which can access that site. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, the time went too quick.
Thank you, Jane. We have asked Mrs. Charlotte Howes to address the committee, please.
Good evening. My name is Charlotte Howes. I'm an immediate neighbour of the proposed development. Apologies, I should have said slide 3. It's for me. I would like to formally object to this proposal and represent the views of my neighbours at 14, 10 and 8 Phillips Avenue. We agree with the points that Megan has made. Specifically, we would like to raise the proposed demolition. We are aware that the existing house and at least one of the outbuildings are contaminated with asbestos. There is no mention of this in the planning application or the submitted documentation, which we believe is inadequate. How will you guarantee that this demolition and build will be in line with the relevant health and safety standards? Has a demolition survey been carried out? Has the HSC been notified? This is a legal requirement. Will a competent contractor be engaged to oversee the demolition? Who will take on the designer role and manage the health and safety? There are 10 children in the immediate vicinity living in Phillips Avenue alone. We would like to know how you will keep our children safe and out of the site during construction and demolition. How will you ensure that we are aware that existing boundaries will be removed as part of this demolition? How will the noise be managed during this complex and possibly lengthy demolition? We would also like to raise privacy. The proposed property number 2 will have 2 bedroom windows that look directly into the back of our properties at number 12 and 10. At the back of our properties, we have all of our primary living spaces, bedrooms, dining rooms, kitchen, and a lounge. The bedroom windows of the proposed house 1 will also look into our neighbours. The proposed 2-storey detached houses, which are at 7.5 metres, are taller than the existing property on the site, will feel imposing and will invade our right to privacy. We'd also like to raise the loss of light. The submitted design and access statement is again misleading. It only talks about analysis for house 1, the existing property. It does not mention house 2, where a house has never been built on the plot. The house in this site has never been approved previously. It's previously been turned down twice. Since the back of our properties face east, we will lose this light during the morning in our primary amenities. Finally, we would just like to mention the proposed materials, which are modern and are not in keeping with the street scene.
Thank you, Mrs. Howes. This is planning application 19, the 1442 full, 21 Cullen Road. Demolition of dwelling and construction of 2 new dwellings, formation of new vehicle access onto Cullen Road. We have received 2 representations, which I believe are in line with what we've heard, but I'll ask Sue just to summarise for you.
Yes, 2 representations, both object on the grounds of the impact on the privacy and overshadowing of the 2 immediate neighbours' property due to overlooking of the upstairs windows of both houses 1 and 2. The materials to be used are out of keeping with the street scene. There's concern also about the driveway being opposite another road junction on a bend with no provision of a turning circle, and the additional hard standing would create water runoff onto the main road. Tree clearance has already been carried out at a time when wildlife would have been endangered. There's also concern about possible asbestosis on demolition. Thank you.
Thank you. With regard to the asbestos and the demolition, I'd have to advise that that would be planning conditions and would be building regulations, and therefore it comes under East Devon District Council. We can only look at the actual planning application and make comments, which we will obviously include some comments, but we can't actually agree any conditions. And personally, as one of the representatives for Holden on this committee, I propose objection of mostly on the grounds that's already been given with regard to the impact on the adjoining properties and also the access to the property, which I do feel is going to be dangerous, especially opposite another junction. And also, I think we need to comment about the tree clearance. Councillor Toy.
Yes, I agree with all the comments that have been made by citizens so far. We live in an age of Brexit, an age of misinformation. There's some misinformation in the access report. It talks about two separate driveways. Rubbish, there's only one driveway. If you're going to do anything on that site, you're going to have, you really, because of the bad access, I mean, the displays is not too good coming out frontwards, but coming out backwards, it is horrendous. So you've got to really create a turning circle within that property. And because it's already there, I suppose we have to accept that a property has got to be there. But you know, I think we could simply turn it down on the grounds, in my opinion, of overdevelopment of the site, and plus the overlooking problems, and the problems the impact is going to have on traffic. There's going to be much more traffic up and down that road when Goodmore's Farm comes on stream. And it's a lot more, it's generating a lot more day by day. And 30 mile an hour limit, you follow somebody going down another road, and that speed light keeps flashing up, and there's no tomorrow. So nobody bothers about the 30 mile an hour speed limit. And to come in and out of that, it is essential. I mean, you really need a 20 mile an hour speed limit at least to try and keep the traffic down to any reasonable flow. On all the grounds that have been mentioned, and the access, and my opinion, the overdevelopment of the plot anyway, which we roundly turned down, so I would propose refusal.
Thank you. And the other members, well, we propose and second. So it's proposed and second for refusal on the grounds of overdevelopment, overbearing on adjoining properties, the access to the premises, and obviously, certainly the need for provision of a turning circle. So we feel it's not appropriate for two dwellings. All those in favour? Any against? So that's refused. Thank you. Next application, which is to be discussed, is 19-0816, reserve matters for 9 Seafield Avenue. Construction of detached dwelling and pursuant to outline application 17-1020 outline, seeking permission for access, appearance, landscaping, layout and scale, the amended plan for computation, amended laboratory report and site plan, sections and landscaping plans to address the impact of the proposal on neighbouring tree. And I'll ask Councillor Megan Armstrong to address the committee case.
Thank you, Chair. I'm actually speaking not only as a ward councillor, but I'm also speaking on behalf of the residents of number 7A who have spoken previously in two other application meetings. But he's away at the moment, he and his wife are away, so he's emailed me and asked me to just read out what he's put, if that's okay. The only revisions are the same as some safeguards around the base of the tree and an updated arboricultural report. As the house is still the same size, in the same position, and has the same height and massing, my objections as before remain. And that's from John Stone and his wife Sue, who live at 7A Seafield Avenue. And I just want to add the same for me. I agree with everything. They've made such minor, they haven't made any amendments whatsoever to the building itself, which was the main objection. Okay, thank you.
So this is in respect of 9 Seafield Avenue. We're at the details just now. We have got, obviously, our previous decision that we had made here at the Town Council, plus Councillor Megan Armstrong's comments and one representation, which Sue will summarise for you.
Yes, just to remind members that the Town Council met on the 14th of May, where they objected in terms of size, mass and scale, and this was therefore contrary to East Devon Local Plan Policy D1. Members also felt the proposal was out of keeping with the area, there contrary to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy Requirement EB2. It was recognised that the outline permission had been granted, but it was felt that this proposal was too much of a departure from the original scheme. Preference was then given for a single storey or a smaller dwelling. And we met again on the 9th of July, and with an additional objection that was added from the committee that the proposed dwelling overlooks the neighbouring property and created a lack of privacy, and also that the updated agricultural report had also not been received at that stage. And then, as the chairman states, Councillor Megan Armstrong gave her points. I have written them in my report so they can be taken forward as maybe as a minute. I'll just read them out. She stated that the overall size is the same, the height is the same, the raising of ground level against the boundary of 7A is the same, the overbearing effect on number 7A is the same, the dwelling would remain out of keeping with the surrounding area. So there's also been an additional representation for this amendment. They're objecting to the overdevelopment of the plot and the lack of garden. That is a new objection to the ones we've had in the past. Thank you.
Thank you. I just remind members that EB2, the neighbourhood plan, is that we have to be mindful of surrounding buildings. So that's clear, along with the design, obviously, of the D1 from the local plan. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, it's still much too big. Unfortunately, outline plan has been given, so they've got permission to put some sort of a building on that plot. But it's just a small bungalow, single-storey bungalow, with a pitch roof that I think flat rooms are on anyway, and the people objecting and looking at a blank wall, which is most honourable to look at, you know, if you look at it from that aspect. But I say we can turn it down, I assure you, grounds of only development. It's a very small plot. In fact, it occupies probably 2/3 of the plot. Unless you consider the driveway to be part of the curtain, which I don't know whether one does that in planning terms, but it's a long driveway. I don't think a lot of the stuff about the trees, a lot of the shrubs and bushes along the side of the driveway are rather insignificant things. I don't think it's any great problem about the driveway. I think something would have to be done to protect the roots of the birch tree, which is a very tall, it's taller than the house, birch trees. And you've got to leave clearance, you've got to lop some of the branches off, you've got to allow at least like a removal lorry to get down there. So it's got to be quite a reasonable height from the birch tree. But I don't think that would damage the tree too much, although I'm not a tree expert. But I would turn this down on grounds of overdevelopment again. So I would recommend we do not approve it.
Thank you, Brian. I'm happy to second that because I don't believe there's been any significant change from the original planning application that we turned down. I concur with Councillor Armstrong and yourself. So, proposed and seconded refusal on the same grounds as we previously had on the 14th of May, in addition to the fact that the report does not fully cover the information that we require. All those in favour? Any against? That's refused. Thank you. Did you want to leave now?
Yeah.
That's Exodus.
Are you sure you don't want to stay, guys?
You've got a boy wants to go. Don't
stop
him,
Megan.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
erect of 1447 Fulk, 1 Broadway. Erection of dwelling and garden, creation of new accesses onto Salston Road, closure of access onto the Broadway, erection of extension to existing dwelling. Bill Holmes, please.
Good evening, my name is Bill Holmes, I own 1 Broadway, and I want to speak on behalf. Up there you will see plot 1. The whole of this plot is subject, right at this moment, to a planning application at full planning. I believe it was early last year. We now wish to change that planning. It had to go through a full planning application again, which surprised me, but here we are. In that, plot 1, no changes. That was fully approved and remains so and doesn't change in this application. The main house does change. It is not going to be split into 3 houses. It's staying as 1. The footprint doesn't change. The elevations are quite clear on the drawings, showing as it is and what it would have been proposed with the previous planning application. What we wish to retain for that planning application is access from Salston Road, adjacent to the access to the new property. We wish to retain the garage roof, which doesn't change its size, but it has attic trusses in it to achieve my office, etc., and space over the garage. And thirdly, which is the extension on the front elevation, which faces the Broadway, it has a porch. We wish to close it in. That is the only changes to the existing property. And with full application in place, retaining items that have been approved, I wish that, or hope that you can think forward and approve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I have Fred? I haven't actually said that. I'll just reiterate that it's the erection of dwelling and garden, creation of new accesses onto Salston Road, closure of access into the Broadway, and erection of extension to existing dwelling, and we have no representations in respect to this particular application.
Councillor Bruce, this time around, we've discussed this at length, and we've actually been to the property itself, and we've seen what has been stated concerning the single plot of 1 dwelling that sort of all went through. And I think the gentleman that owns the house and his wife have given it a lot of consideration. They're no longer splitting the house into 3 accommodations. So I and Councillor Woodley South, we are in favour of this, as was previous Councillor Mark Williamson, and I think this should go ahead.
Councillor
Rosser? I've similarly got no objection to this application. Happy to recommend approval.
Okay, the only council presentations today is on respect to the access onto Salston Road, but we haven't had any highways comments as yet, have we? That be subject to highways. I've only had concerns from residents in Salston Road about having another access onto Salston Road that have contacted me today. Councillor Cagle and then Councillor Bailey. Councillor Cagle.
Thank you, Chairman. We just heard objection to a planning application in Hullamwood, where 2 properties were actually going to come out onto a 30-mile-hour speed limit onto Hullamwood. Yet we've got the same or very similar thing here, where we've got 2 properties with an entrance out onto Salston Road. So in that sense, we're actually talking about the same thing, because it's actually virtually opposite the entrance to Drake's Avenue. It's the only opening that I can see, apart from the Phoenix Court, which is Big Nursing Home, where it's got a gate. Mm-hmm. It's still got a bevel path. Mm-hmm. It's actually taking away the path, which is a main pedestrian thoroughfare, all the way down the Salton Road. So I would have thought the applicant could have looked at this a bit more sensitively. To actually block up the entrance to Broadway, where we've got similar sort of properties, they've all got entrances on the Broadway, they're not entranced out onto the Salford Road. So in that sense, you know, you can't sort of say it on one hand and then not say it on the other. So, you know, let's have a bit of continuity here in the sense that, you know, you're talking about a two property going out onto Hullam Road and saying that it's wrong, yet we're going to sort of agree with this, and I don't feel that's fair. Okay. I don't feel that it's fair that the virtually opposite Drake's Avenue, and I don't feel it's fair that we're going to be taking away a public pedestrian footpath and people would have to go down to a drop curve and another drop curve. That's my viewpoint.
Thank you. Councillor
Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. Well, highways think differently than Council of Cable. No offence to Council of Cable, highways are supposed to be the experts in this field. And if highways have granted permission, they've granted permission. And they've taken into account the difference I can see between this site and Hullam Road, which is actually not relevant to compare, because they're totally different, let's make that quite clear, is that Hullam Road is on a very sharp bend. And this isn't. This is on a straight road with visibility as far as you can see. There's no problem. And you cross driveways every day. So you're not losing your pavement, you're not taking it away. You've just got to be careful that you look into the driveway towards them coming out. And at least there's room to turn around, which is also opposite, a complete opposite to the one in Hullam Road, if we're going to do the comparison act. Also, the good news is that the house is being retained as one dwelling. So you're going to cut down the footprint of vehicles in and out. If it's staying as three dwellings, the possibility is you could have seven or eight cars in there. So that's an advantage. And also, the planning commission is going to be the same footprint that's there already. So I can't see any objections. I'm going to support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Humphreys.
Chair and committee, it's not two driveways coming out. It is one driveway shared by two properties. Yes, and the original drive entrance had been approved and passed by Devon Highways and by this council and East Devon District Council. It is not two separate driveways. It is a shared driveway.
Councillor Cullis.
On the application, from the council teams, I can see that the county highway inquiry is there, but they don't seem to make a comment on that.
No, they haven't made a comment. I mean, we didn't have, the highways were okay with it previously when we had the previous application for plot one, if I recall. It was there, wasn't it? There was an access onto Salterton Road previously with the previous application.
On the previous application, yes, the two drives, but both. One the Broadway, the new property, and one of the properties of what would have been split into three. And with the splay, it all conformed, and I was asked that the first two panels of the boundary fence to be no higher than 600.
Yeah, so you could see.
So you could see each other before they went up the gate, and that's been achieved.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Anybody else to comment? Okay, so I've got a proposer and seconder for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Ms. Cannon, so that's approved, thank you. You can leave it to me, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So move on to the next minutes of the meeting held on the 22nd of July 2019. They have been circulated as your wish are signed as a true record of the last meeting. All those in favour? Everybody happy with the minutes? Yeah, thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Is there anybody who has any pecuniary interest or interest or any dispensation for any of the applications being discussed this evening? Councillor
Humphreys? Reverend Sturman, I do have commercial privileges within that area, so I will not talk on it.
Thank you. Any others? No? Okay. Thank you. So, there's no items of urgent business. Determine items under delegated powers. I propose that we defer the two tree applications as we've not received the tree application. Report the tree officer's report, measure your ways away, and Sue did send an email. My proposal was that these were both deferred because I felt we wanted the tree officer's report. So if you're happy, I'll defer those two.
Yes.
All those in favour? Thank you. Yeah.
So move on to the planning applications. Firstly, Holston. Application 19 of the 1632 Bull, 7 Shackleton Close. Construction of front and rear dormers. Got one comment from Subject Council 2, which is Councillor Paul Miller, who supports the application. There are no representations. Councillor Toy.
Yes, I mean, it looks as though this is a bungalow, which is looks as though due for itself a lot of renovation. The dormer window to the front faces right down the road, so that's not overlooking anybody. And the one to the rear, there's an enormous amount of vegetation behind it, so that there is no problem about overlooking whatsoever. I mean, in this part of the world, you know, dormer windows are almost taken for granted, so I have no problem in recommending approval.
I have the second. Opposed, incentive for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 19, 16144, 6 Willow Avenue, wheelchair access to property. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. I'm quite happy with this one. I have looked and there's some others actually in Willow Avenue that have already made some alterations for access for disabled, because if you go to Willow Avenue and see what the drives are, some of them are very hard to get up and down in Willow Avenue. And it's similar to actually other properties in Little Mead that have had to make wheelchair access. So I'm quite happy with this one. But Councillor Toy?
Yeah, I was talking to a friend. We wonder why they have to make planning applications for these things.
I rang and queried and was told they had to.
It's just not right, I suppose, to have disabled access. So I can't see any problem with it whatsoever.
No.
So approval, please.
So proposed incentive for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 19, 16114, 1 Critics Close. Construction of first floor side extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Toy.
Yeah, this is bigger than most of the other plots on that in that road anyway. Fenestrations would face towards Jubilee Drive anyway, so that's not a problem. There are council houses, there's social housing behind, but that house already has fenestrations, and there's only going to be another one. So that's really quite acceptable, in my opinion. And it doesn't certainly overburden the plot, so I would certainly recommend approval.
And I'm quite happy to second, because it is a large plot in the way to look. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Yes. Thank you. Next application is 19, 15294, 30 Holland Road. Construction side extension. No comments from statutory consultees and no representations. I did have a look at this one. I can't see any problem. It's similar to a lot of others in Holland Road and a lot of others in Springfield Road that have had these side extensions. So, Councillor Toy?
Yeah, it's a very large plot, so there's no problem about the size of it. You could put quite a few houses on that plot, I imagine. There's an awful lot of construction going on, but they're only catching up with the planning approval to put a first floor on it anyway. So it doesn't look that bad. And there's one fenestration to the rear, which is going to be an obscure window because it's a toilet or a bathroom. So there's not a problem at all. The other way looks towards the rugby ground, so there's not a problem of any overlooking there. So I can't see any reason why they should be refused. So I would recommend approval.
Thank you. I propose and second for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now we've dealt with 21 Holland Road, and we've dealt with 9 Seafield Avenue. So we now move to Town Ward. Application 19, 16364, 38A Witherham Road. Replacement of single storey extension and two storey extension and entrance porch. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Duncan?
Yes, personally, I mean, this is a corner plot, one Marple Hill there. And I have no problem with this, and I would recommend approval.
Excuse me, I missed that page.
side of the garden.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay, well, can we deal with that one for town? I'll just finish this one for town, as we've already taken it, and I'll go back. Sorry. Do we have second level approval for the town? The 138A Lincoln Road? Cherry, so propose a second for approval. All those in favour? I'll go back to town. Thank you. We'll go back to Little Ward and 19, the big 1638 full, garages 1 to 7 Wagon Star Lane. Conversion and extension of garages to create one dwelling. No comments from such a consultee, but we have got a representation, and I'll ask Sue just to summarise that for you.
Yes, there's an objection from the owner of the neighbouring property who objects as the proposal will add 50% in height to the boundary wall, so will have an overbearing effect on the amenity of this property and the one next door. Photographs have been supplied, which Jen's putting up for you, and there's also concern of the stability of the steep bank to support the two-storey building. And then we have a letter of support. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Rosser?
This is a similar application to ones that have been refused previously and have gone to appeal. And the result of the appeal was that the refusal was upheld for reasons I am mystified by.
No
something to do with
there's no
way
the SSI.
Okay. Perhaps you can explain.
No, I have to say I've read the refusal, and I too was, and I've actually asked some advice from the planning department, because the majority of what was taken about the closeness to an SSI and various other aspects of the estuary, which is not near Radnorstar.
And the common.
So I have actually asked for some clarification from each seven. And also looked at obviously their refusal, which wasn't on that basis. The refusal wasn't to do with the SSR because it was refused. So I can't comment at the moment on why the inspector actually drew attention to those two aspects. But it is a similar application, so
yeah.
I presume. Councillor Humphreys? Councillor Bailey?
If you could enlighten me, what's the difference between what was refused and what's proposed now?
I personally can't give much more information. I mean, it is a similar application to the original application, but I've not been a living councillor. I have not gone into the planning, I have to say, in some depth, but I mean, it's a similar application. Again, it was called, it was to replace it with a dwelling, but I think it might be more than one dwelling. But
it's a very similar application.
I can't see it, nothing jumps out at me that it's very different from the original application.
The inspector, I mean, similar objections were raised in the original inspector, but the inspector in the appeal didn't agree with those objections.
No.
He found that the dwelling wouldn't really impinge on the neighbour.
Still dismissed the appeal because of the SSI.
Yes.
And
that's right. Yeah.
The letter of support does say thank you for taking into consideration my concerns and now support me. So I don't know whether it's to do with that person's object. I don't know.
No.
Can I just start? I mean, I'm guessing we can't adjourn this until there's some clarification about why.
The next meeting's on the 16th, isn't it?
No,
19. No, so we can't defer because it's got we've got to have an answer for the 16th. The only thing I can do is seek clarification and then we'll send an email to the councillors in Midland.
I mean, I think I'd be happy to propose approval on the basis that I can't see what harm is going to cause.
No, because it's so loud, isn't it? That there's so they've looked at that, which is
but the matters that it's brought up, raised, the matter in the appeal is talking about the SSI, which is not near the premises. That's fine if you want to propose approval. I mean,
there's no objection last time, didn't I?
Yeah. The answer is I don't know why they raised the SSI. So proposed for approval. You have a second. Sorry,
Councillor Toyne.
Highways have not commented, the loss of all those garages, will that put any stress on parking around the surrounding area? The Transtar lane is very narrow, so any loss of parking, they're going to have to park somewhere else. Is that going to be taken into consideration?
Councillor Humphreys, did you want to comment?
Manager, there's virtually any parking at all in Ramsdale Lane.
I mean, I don't think that was mentioned in the appeal. The only part of the appeal, I mean, I agree with Councillor Rosser that when I read the appeal, it actually concurred that it wouldn't have any detrimental effect on the surrounding properties other than it then went into the SSI and the Cookbury.
Which
didn't appear to be anywhere near Ramsdale Lane.
Yes.
Well, it's proposed for approval. Is there a seconder for approval? No. Okay, is there a proposal for refusal? Or?
Yeah.
We've got to come to a decision here, guys. Councillor, refuse. Is there a seconder for refusal? Okay, so it's proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? 1, 2, 3. All those against? 1. All those abstain?
Yes.
So, yeah, I was going to say you've got the grounds for refusal. I was just going to say that. Has it got the impact on the adjoining?
No, we have to have some reason to refuse.
Yeah, I was going to say we haven't got a reason to refuse, have we, at the moment? Has anybody got a reason that you wanted to refuse, Brian? I know you said about the parking, but
effect on
the
local parking through the loss of garages.
Yeah. I've got difficulty with this one, Sue, because we don't really agree with the appeal. Well, it's refused. We'll have to just say refused on the grounds of parking.
There's
no grounds for refusal.
Parking,
I mean, if we're not saying it's overbearing on the adjoining property, we're really saying you're approving. Because we're not saying it's going to have any adverse effect.
Well, we can just make a comment.
Just make a comment and say that it's sent to
the
reason why they're
being.
Yeah, we'll make
it
up.
Yeah.
That's the next meeting. You're not finished. Well, I think in that case we'll have to say that we're unclear on the appeal decision. Didn't appear to be, because I have asked
for
these appeals to council. Don't feel we can make a decision.
I think so.
Yeah. I think. Okay. Next item is 19 of the 1562 Fulton 39 Cypress Gardens retrospective application for the construction of decking, steps, and balustrade. No statutory consultee comments. No representations. Councillor Humphreys.
And Chair, I see no problem with this. I will propose.
Thank you. Councillor
Rosser? Likewise, so I can really see the need for planning.
Thank you. Councillor
Bowman? Do you have a comment?
No. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Approved. Go back to town now. Apologise for the error earlier. Application 19, the 1612 Full, 1 Park Road, construction detached garage. No comments from statutory consultees, no representations. Councillor Dunker?
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned about this one, and I do feel it's A, out of keeping, and B, overdeveloped, to be quite honest, and I would oppose this application.
Anyone else
want
to speak? Councillor
Cahill? Thank you. Can I just ask a question? 1 Park Road.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right by Leslie?
One
road?
On the corner by
yes.
Leslie Road.
Yes.
Yeah.
So where's the garage going to be? Adjacent to Park Road, to at the back.
So yeah, it's
yes.
Around.
Really.
So it's in Leslie Road, not in Park Road.
Well, yeah, but
the
property
is one.
That's what I'm trying to determine.
Yeah.
So we're looking at 1 Park Road.
Yeah.
You go into Leslie Road and you're around the back.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so there are garages there.
Yeah.
So the garage is in Leslie Road.
There are garages at both sides of Leslie Road. I'm happy to second Councillor Dunker's proposition that it's out of keeping and overdevelopment of the site. All those in favour of refusal? Those against? Refused? Thank you.
Next application is 19, the big 1577 Bull, 142A Exeter Road, proposed single-storey extension to front of property. There are no comments from statutory consultees, no representations. Councillor Duncan.
I'm going to be categorised as Mr. Misery Cuts here, I think, because looking at the plans for it, and I'm not very not. I don't feel it's really in keeping. It does some, because this property has been. I mean, they've recently redone 142 and divided it into 142 and 142A, and they're now proposing that development, which is essentially around the side of the property, and I really do think it's out of keeping and will be very difficult for access. It's a pity I haven't got any fellow town board councillors here to talk about it as well, but that's my proposal, that we turn it down.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else
want to comment? Possibly see the location plan rather than the drawing.
It's on the side of that
panel. Up near the traffic lights, yeah. On the Marine Way, Fred.
Right.
Opposite
Home
Shore House.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Okay.
So, proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Any against? One. Thank you. Next one is 19, the big 15714, 62-64 New Street. Conversion of second floor to provide additional living accommodation to include raising the roof, first floor extension and dormer window extension. There's one representation, which is the proposed height of the roof will restrict the sunlight to the neighbour's courtyard and out of keeping with the height of the rest of the terrace. There are no statutory consultee comments. The only comment I would make is we've recently had applications for New Street in Exeter Road in that area, which have been refused. So we've been refusing conversions into flats, which they did with the one on the end of the tunnel, didn't they?
Yes.
And they refused that due to the flood risk on the end, I didn't quite understand. Councillor Duncan.
Yes, having had a look at this and having seen the scaffolding as the objector makes reference to, the scaffolding has been there for ages and ages and ages, and I was wondering when or if an application would come forward for it. It has now, and I'm afraid I tend to agree with the objector that this will, I mean, those terraces there are historic in my view, and this will make a real difference to the character of the terrace, and I would oppose it on that ground, as well as the overlooking ground and the loss of light ground which is mentioned.
Councillor
Kagan. Chair, am I to understand that they're 62-64 already joined together?
Yes, they're one property.
I'm quite happy to second your point.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis of out of keeping, overlooking and loss of light to adjoining properties. All those in favour? Any against? Next application is 19, the big 14674, 27 Danby Terrace, construction of detached annex. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Duncan.
I can't see a problem with this, and I would support it.
I'll give a second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now move to Withering Rye Ward. Application 19, agreed 15344, 50 Macy Road. Construction of single storey rear and side extension and provision of cladding and landscaping. No comments from statutory consultees and no representation. Councillor Cullis.
I'm not sure that the cladding is going to be great. It's around the back and around the side of that cavity, so probably it's in a set house.
Thank you. Seconder. Thank you.
opposed and seconded for approval? All those in favour? Yes. Next application is 19 1453, land adjacent to 24 Normandy Close, formation of extended parking area. There are no comments from statutory consultees, and we've had two letters of support. Councillor Close.
The grass area there, and it's a nice tree there. To support their statement, they're saying they're going to plant three more, but the trees there are quite nice, and it's not the nicest area. No, that little green space is a little bit of a green space for those houses. If they're saying the tree has been damaged by compaction, that's probably to do with the construction of the house. The hairiest fence they got up there is the flimsiest hairiest fence I've ever seen. The site around the tree looks like there's been construction taking place around it. They don't look like they've done a particularly good job of looking after that big ash. I'm going to refuse it because it's just more tarmac in the tarmac there. Keep a bit of grass they've got under the trees.
So refusing on basis that it's getting an agreed open space,
isn't it? Even though it's a small bit of open space, a bit of open space is a bit of grass, it's a bit of recreation ground. Just tarmacking more of it isn't going to improve the area.
Okay, thank you. So it's proposed to refuse on the basis that it's obviously going to remove an open space area.
And a tree.
Is there a second for that, please? Thank you, Councillor Bailey. So it's proposed and seconded refusal on those grounds. All those in favour? All those against? Abstentions? That's refused. Thank you. Items for consideration. Application from Adam Copeland, youth support worker from Ohio, for the Mount Gardens on Wednesday the 14th of August, 10 till 6 p.m. The application is for 10 training stalls for the Hive Live, the Hive Youth Centre event, providing opportunities for young people while sharing their work and skills. There was a map attached for your information. Has anyone got any comments they wish to make on this application, or is everybody happy?
I think it's quite a positive thing.
Yeah,
certainly
it's good,
isn't it?
And there's no alcohol license applications.
Yeah. Outstanding additions are reusable plastic glasses, are there?
We put those in at the moment, as most people have said, when they send the license back, they do give the comments that is the wish of the Exeter Town Council. But unless licensing has changed, I know it's going to change, but at the moment it hasn't. So therefore, East End can only put it as an advisory comment. They can't ask everybody to do that. They can only advise that that's Exeter Town Council's wish at this stage. But we'll certainly ask them to do that, which is what we have been doing. Items for information. Appeal decision we've just discussed. Garages 1 to 7 Randstar Lane. The appeal was dismissed, and we've had a copy of decision notice. It was for information, which, as I've already indicated, I have queried. I've just asked the planning to give some advice on that. Second, there's appeal notification in respect of the erection of two-bedroom bungalow at South Lodge, St John's Road. The appeal has been made against the decision of East Devon to refuse planning permission for the proposed development. So we'll wait for the outcome of that appeal. And then there's notification of tree works, which I have a copy letter for information. And then the last item is the planning decisions. The ones that differed from Metcalfe Town Council is 198 Lillicombe Village Road, which we objected to, which has had conditional approval. And the second one was the electricity substation outside 42 Moorfield Road, which we objected to, but again, that's been given conditional approval. There being no other items on the agenda, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.